Item 10A, staff reports. Gail?
Yes, I just wanted to let the board know that at the July 24th board meeting, there was a discussion regarding a request from East Contra Costa Fire Protection District of some actuarial items. Now that Siegel Consulting has wrapped up the 12/31/2018 actuarial valuation report, they are working on some responses to some inquiries that we received from Contra Costa County Fire Protection District, as well as East Contra Costa Fire Protection District, regarding some actuarial information. So Siegel is currently working on that, and we're looking at having something back to the board in the beginning part of next year. So I just wanted to give you an update on that, since that's kind of an ongoing discussion item. I did also want to wish everyone a happy Thanksgiving next week.
Thank you.
Thank you, Gail. Great. Any other staff reports?
No.
Okay. 10B, outside professionals report. Anything more from Barris? Okay. Then on to 10C, trustee comments. Are there any trustee comments? I'm seeing one. John, you have the floor.
I have burdened, I think, the board in the past, and this is one more time on the Sisera fall meeting that a number of us attended. What I attempt to do, in part just to keep my own focus in the meetings, is capture reactions, comments, input that I think would be of interest to us collectively in our roles. And I would describe this overall as a fairly good meeting. Let me run down quickly my key points. And these are entitled with the topic of the presentation. So whatever particular segment any of us attend, and obviously there are a variety of overlapping ones, so no one attends all of them. This is on the SACRS conference that we just attended in Monterey. Disruptive technologies, four key components identified, artificial intelligence, demographics, income inequality, and dark horse trends. More specific, driverless vehicles will eliminate many jobs, but we've absorbed those kinds of changes before, farming being a good example. Artificial intelligence does not replace being intuitive, so there is a role it doesn't take. Population is growing by reason of immigration, not by natural birth rate, and consequently we are becoming more diverse. And finally, to improve cybersecurity, use two-factor authorization. Travails of legalized marijuana. No large bank will handle cannabis money, but 600 small ones do. Cannabis supply is much greater than demand. That's bad, of course, for buying the supply. And marijuana is still illegal at the federal level. Don't invest planned monies in it. Not that we are thinking about it, but that was the advice. How not to be ignored as an innovator. This was an interesting one. The presenter was Sergi Gupta. Anyway, the doctor who is reasonably high profile.
Sanjay.
And this is his brother, whose name was fairly close to the same, but started with an S. Make sure your potentially successful idea is backable. He went on to describe Ian Fleming as not having a backable idea when he invented penicillin or discovered it and anyway, the background before it finally was recognized. Cast a central character for the idea. Put yourself inside the story. Make your backer your co-author. And recognize that we decide with emotion and we justify with numbers. That I really liked. Current economic and financial outlook. Global economy, no boom, no bust. Emerging markets are rebounding and valuations are reasonable. Trade is broken down. Do not expect meaningful change in China's approach to trade before the election. Low interest rates have not stimulated business expansion. Rather, they have caused equity values to increase. The Boston Fed is concerned about commercial real estate valuations. In general, Fed governors are on the side of suspending future rate cuts. Corporate credit is still attractive. Be very leery about early polling results. Okay, interesting stuff. Diversity and inclusion in the public pension plan and workplace. What I took away from it, although, of course, diversity is a good idea, I think most people recognize that. A four-person panel stressed the need for diversity in order to capture a broad range of thinking. All four were of the same race and all thought the same on the subject being discussed. And no one could come up with a good or a bad example of diversity, including presumably their own organizations. In any event. One 30-30 investment strategy. This was a new one on me before the presentation. David was in the same group. So if you want to propose it, David, I'll leave that part to you. What is it? It's a variation of buying 130 long and selling 30 short. And that produces presumably a higher return. You, of course, are using some leverage to do that. Sacramento and Sonoma have used the strategy, and Veris is the consultant for Sacramento. So our outside advisor obviously is familiar with this if we have any interest in it going forward. A future glimpse into member services. Best practices include getting members engaged in their retirement planning earlier in their careers, improving website functionality, put key dates on the front page, include a life events page with links, new hire, marriage, change in employment, ready to retire, death. Build and buy and or buy an app with an interactive benefit projection piece. And finally, add provisions to the member site that accommodate disabilities. This I really hadn't thought about, such as visual, people that either have no visual ability or reduced, color blindness, where they can't see red, hearing problems, and they had others as well, but interesting stuff. Finally, actuarial update by our own Paul Angelo. There's a new government employee mortality table, and you'll probably not be surprised to hear that teachers have the longest lifespan. Mortality is improving and, of course, increases planned costs. 7%, which we were a forerunner on, is the new 8%, and Paul senses that 7 as the interest discount assumption will not hold. A new mortality predictor has been added to age and gender. It is level of income. In other words, the higher your level of income, the longer you're expected to live. Current county plan interest rate assumption is kind of interesting. 9 at 7.25, 10 at 7, we obviously being 1, and 1, San Mateo, at 6.5. The cost increases you would expect from lower interest assumptions and longer mortality expectations have been offset in recent years by higher market returns. Presumably that isn't permanent. Studies show that plans have been taking on more risk. Where plan market value liabilities are discussed, it means the author is using interest rate assumptions tied to long-term treasuries in the 3% range typically. So market rate assumptions means that R7 would go to 3. Okay, 3 being the approximate yield on long-term treasuries. Obviously, that would have a massive impact on costs. Paul believes that the counter argument on that, market value liabilities, is that plans by using 7, or an approximation of 7, are saving the taxpayer the difference. Anyway, those are my notes. Those are helpful.
Great. Thank you, John. Next with their hand up was Scott.
Yes, Rishi and I attended the Torchlight Client Conference, I don't know if it was last week or 2 weeks ago, All I know is that it was just before the rain and the snow hit, which was good timing on our part. Client conference, so a lot of what we hear and see is confidential, but the takeaways were in the world of private credit, right, which we heard a lot about today from Stepstone. Lots of dry powder. Opportunities persist. The bull run continues. Winter's not coming soon, was the takeaway. I'd say that the take on the bull run is that it's more of a trot as opposed to a full-on run, but the idea is there's still a ways to go. Also, apropos of our earlier discussion, heavy emphasis on covenants and execution of same and constraints in the private credit lending environment that may or may not exist in the public side. But to the points made earlier today, heavy emphasis on that and the importance of those in terms of keeping a short leash on the borrower community and a successful investment. And I think that's what I would sum it up as. Winter's not coming soon. Still got a ways to run. That's the set of takeaways. But it was an excellent conference, as always. And if you haven't been to that, it's a long day, but it's a very good one. All right, that's my report.
Great. Thank you, Scott. Next up, David.
I attended the Global ARC conference with Tim in Boston. I found that to be very worthwhile. General discussion on the economy, the future, politics, and so forth. The discussion about China was especially interesting. The international diversity of the attendees at that meeting was impressive. And so I would encourage others to look at that next year. Probably I think next year is that it conflicts with a meeting, so people may not choose to go at that time, but it's worthwhile. And I thought SACRS was really a good conference this last time around. I mean, it's always been good, but this was kind of like a step up even above what they've been doing, so.
Is that a knock at Gabe on his previous?
Breath of fresh air in the organization.
Wait a minute. What's that, Gabe?
Yeah, I told him it was all good. Yeah.
Thank you, David. Mike?
My comment is more a question. Thank you, John. That was a great presentation. I couldn't have matched it. But going to conference at SACRS has been really great. Been doing that for several years, even through CRCEA. But I've never been to Calipers, and so my question to the board is that something I should plan on personally to make that effort to be there? Something I can do, but if that's something... Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Yep. That's what I need to know.
Great. Let's see. Any other questions or comments? I guess no questions. Okay. I'm not seeing any, so with... I'll make one comment. There is an audit committee going to be held after this board meeting. So if anyone's interested in listening, the agenda should be in Dropbox. So with that, we'll consider this meeting adjourned. Thank you, everyone.